The Denisons, the Denisons, the busiest in the biz. You do know who it is, it's Dennis Quaid. That's him.
Hey, I am Jared Goodsat, the co-founder and CEO of Audio Up, and I'm here with my partner, Renaissance Man, and now Denisons Man, Dennis Quaid.
Those are my titles, right?
Those are amongst many, and this is a special episode of the Denisons, the episode before the episode that explains why we are actually creating this podcast. And Dennis, I don't think many people know about all the extra things around you that make you Dennis Quaid. Do you want to tell us about some of the interests and hobbies and loves that you have outside of just being a man of the screen and big and small screen?
Well, when we started Audio Up, along with all the content that we have with that, going back to Bear at a Banjo, we wanted to have a talk show with me, which I've never done before, and try to come up with a name for it. Really kind of said something about my life. And my life has been as an actor. I've done research on so many roles, and every time I do, where I'm playing Doc Holliday or playing Gordo Cooper as an astronaut or playing Jimmy Morris as a baseball pitcher in The Rookie, I get to go behind all those doors that say authorized personnel only and do these things that you would never, if I had a regular job, get a chance to do. And so, in a way, that kind of made me a Renaissance man because I know, or you could call it a jack of all trades, but my name's not Jack. But
you do have a son named Jack.
I have a son named Jack. He's a jack of all trades, but I'm the Denisons man, meaning I know something about a lot of things. And then, of course, last year my career was I was everywhere. I had my insurance commercials going on. I was making records with Tanya Tucker and Brandi Carlile and Kris Kristofferson. I did four or five movies. I can't even remember how many. We were launching Audio Up and getting that up and ready to go. So, yeah,
it's actually amazing because halfway through last year, I really did, you know, think that it was a renaissance of Dennis. You know, I would drive my kids to school and I would see three billboards for three different things you were doing that actually didn't even compete with each other, but all did very well. You had The Intruder, you had Happy Mary, whatever, you had Midway.
Was that last year?
Yes, that was all. You had Bear and a Banjo, you had Esurance. So every time, it was almost comical because I'd sit home and I was like, all right, I finished a long day where we did a lot of Dennis stuff. Now it's time to watch TV, and it's like, hi, I'm Dennis Quaid. And I think you said it, which made me laugh. You're like, it's like the 80s all over again, but there's no such thing as accidents. Was that a long planned approach to that 2019? Like, how did you know that you were going to say yes to all those projects, and were those all just percolating around you?
Well, I was coming out of a certain period. I got a divorce, for one thing, and that always upends your life. And coming out of that, I started to have some positive energy once I popped out of the other side. I had to really kind of train myself to be positive. And the more that went along, the better it got. And I just started saying yes to a lot of things. And because I wanted to do them. And the more I said yes, the more that came along that was sort of rose up to meet me in a positive way. And it was a lot of activity, a lot of work, but it seemed to give me more energy each time I got yet.
It's true. Sometimes motion keeps you in motion. And I felt like you were just like seamlessly cutting through the universe last year. It really looked like that. And even the music stuff, like you love music. And I think, you know, how this all ties back to even the ethos of your talk show is like you're a walking masterclass. You've been able to talk with everybody from astronauts to athletes to musicians to actors, and being able to extract the informational value and pass that along as easily digestible, folksy conversation pieces. Who are some of the people that you're excited to bring into the world of Denisons this year?
Well, John Carter Cash, talking with him, because I think he's a Denisons man himself. And, he manages the House of Cash. He writes music. He and I are getting into business together, shooting long-form videos. He's going to shoot the... He's going to direct the video for On My Way to Heaven, which will hopefully a song I wrote a long time back that we're going to put out this year.
Would it be okay if we played a snippet of the song in this interview when we're putting it up?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'm going to do that right here.
He freed me from the heavy chains that have bound my broken heart. He picked me up and gave me a brand new start. Now I'm on my way to heaven. Solitary cell, sentenced by the judge and jury of myself. And he blessed me and forgave me, touched me with his love.
Tanya Tucker, I had her, who it was also on the record, by the way, On My Way to Heaven. And last year was an incredible year for Tanya with her record that came out. It was her first record in, I think, 15 years that she'd put out. She hadn't been in a studio in all that time. And Brandi Carlile produced it, along with Shooter Jennings. And she won Record of the Year, Song of the Year.
Even that was the magic touch moment, because I went with you to the ACMs last year and you said, Jared, listen to this. I mean, it's something to even attract talent and have people like that around you. But as soon as you played me Bring Me Flowers, I said, oh shit, this is her Johnny Cash moment. This is Album of the Year. This is Song of the Year. And for you to know that and even be around that kind of person, like, how do you even know Tanya Tucker?
Well, Tanya Tucker and I, she was my first leading lady in a TV movie back in 1978. And it was called Amateur Night at the Dixie Bar and Grill. And she played my love interest. My dad had this bar and it was going downhill because no customers were coming around anymore. And then she walks in as a singer, you know, and I was trying to be a singer myself. And she saves the bar. She was we didn't have a romance or anything like that. I had just been married to PJ Souls at the time, and she had her eyes on Don Johnson, who was also in the movie.
Don Johnson, legend.
Yeah.
By the way, I just watched Rock and Roll High School the other day. I didn't realize that PJ was in that.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. It holds up even now, does it?
It's a funny movie. That's asking to be redone.
But anyway, I didn't see Tanya for 40 years. Really, 40 years with each other. And it's about a year and a half ago, I was backstage at the Waylon Jennings Outlaws Hall of Fame induction, and she was there, just out of the blue.
Wow.
And after 40 years, and you know, we just connected, and we became really, really good friends from that point. It's like we always had been. And I really have a place in my heart for her, and I'm such an advocate and cheerleader for her life and her career. You just can't help it. And the things that come out of her mouth, you just never know what.
And, you know, other interesting people this season, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, Billy Ray, you know, we're about the same age. He's younger than me by 8 years, but same generation, and we're, you know, I really relate with him. He's, you know, he went through that hunk of the month period with Achy Breaky Heart, and he's such a great spirit. What a beautiful soul he's got, and interesting story, and we're recent friends. But the way I got him to do the interview was at the Grammys with Tanya, and Billy Ray did, it was on stage with, and they came off, and he was backstage in his dressing room, and he just looked really tired and beat up because he'd been going all day. So I went and got him some crab, and after that, he was gracious enough to do an interview.
You know, can you tell us what was one of the most interesting things about your conversation with Billy Bush? Because I was there that day recording, and I legitimately had chills. And, you know, I'm not a terribly spiritual person like the way that you are, but I've actually felt moved and compelled to share some of, you know, of the things that he told me about the back half of what happened, you know, with his rebuilding of his life.
Yeah, it's it's very interesting interview, because I love stories of second chances in life. I really do. They're sweeter than the first ones, really. The first time it happens, it almost feels like an accident, and people never really appreciate it. I don't think. You're too busy to appreciate it, because it's never happened to you before. Nobody teaches you how to be a success.
Yeah.
So I don't think you really have an appreciation of it the first time it happens to you. And to hear his story of how it came back around, that's very sweet.
And I've met people who have had second chances, and sometimes they feel a little fragile and guarded. I didn't get that from him, that he was just still a whole person.
No, it just really kind of blew him up you can feel that, you know, coming from him. You know, there's a real love that he carries around with him that's, I think, infectious.
Well, I, as not only your partner in this business, but as a fan of great storytelling, I'm excited for the season of Denisance. Is there anything else you want people to know about what they're going to expect to hear this season in the Denisance?
I'm interviewing people that don't necessarily have something to sell. It's really about them and learning about that person that you didn't know before. They have other interests. We all have other interests in life. We all have other dreams, fantasies about what we could be. Just like, you know, I had dreams of being on the PGA Tour, which is really a pipe dream. We all have different things that, you know, that motivate us in life or that happen to us that maybe people don't know. And the long-term effects of those things and how we get through them in life. And it's like peeling the onion in a way. And hopefully one listening to it can relate to it.
Who is your dream guest?
My dream guest would be Bill Clinton and Donald Trump.
Those are big ones for different reasons. Well, this is amazing. Thank you for, you know, setting up this show for us and for all these amazing stories. The Denisance coming to Audio Up. Please, if you enjoy the Denisance, give it 5 stars. Please share it with your friends, and you can hear it any place that podcasts are available.
That's right.
It's the Denisance. The Denisance. The Denisance. The busiest in the biz. Yeah, you know who it is. It's Dennis Quaid. He's an actor, musician, a media magician, a renaissance man indeed. So let's find out what other stars are following his lead. Oh yeah, it's Denisance. the Denisseance, a podcast pioneer. And don't forget, he's an animal lover too. Hey! The Denisseance, audio buzz and heat. Let's get into an interview with a little bit more meat. His famous friends, the denizens, hey, what makes them tick? Besides what we know from them, come on, please tell us more. The Denisseance, the Denisseance, the busiest in the biz. You do know who it is, it's Dennis Quaid. And I said you know who it is, it's Dennis Quaid. That's him.